Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brunner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for all the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is November 7th, 2024, and on today's episode, Evonik's Grow Americas shines as a top U.S. employee resource group. The emergency response team from Mobile, Alabama is prepared for all emergencies, and a unique Halloween event is held in Wisconsin. These stories and more coming up in just a minute. First up, Grow Americas is honored in North Carolina. Evonik's Women Employee Resource Group, Grow Americas, has been recognized as one of the top 25 ERGs in the United States by the Global ERG Network. Evonik stands out as the only chemical producer and Germany-based company on the list, which includes organizations from the healthcare, finance, and technology sectors. The ERGs were evaluated on their impact on employee recruitment and retention, with Grow Americas securing the 12th spot at the recent Diversity Impact Awards ceremony in Charlotte, North Carolina. The theme for 2024 was Igniting Business Innovation Through Intersections, which aims to enhance the effectiveness of ERGs and diversity councils. The three-day conference offered a chance for over 300 attendees to hear sessions led by ERG leaders from various organizations and industries. Evonik's head of diversity and inclusion, Christy Bryan, attended the event and accepted the award on behalf of Grow Americas.
You know, attending the ERG conference was really inspiring, especially being among companies with a long history of ERGs. You know, despite only having our ERGs for 4 years, being recognized as one of the top 25 by the Global ERG Network really highlights our rapid progress and commitment to inclusivity at Evonik. Our ERGs are the driving force in building our culture of belonging for all through education, awareness, and service.
Next, the Emergency Response Team, ERT, at Evonik's Mobile, Alabama site trains for all sorts of crisis situations. The team regularly engages in hands-on exercises, including fire training, first aid, CPR, and hazmat drills, ensuring their readiness for any situation. During this past October, about 90 ERT members participated in an intensive hazmat training, donning Class A suits to tackle real-world scenarios that tested their physical and mental resilience. These exercises involved complex decontamination processes meant to protect the team and the environment from hazardous substances and highlight the meticulous nature and dangers of their work. As Troy Hall of the ERT puts it, these dedicated individuals embody a spirit of preparedness and bravery that is crucial for safety at the site.
Working in a level A suit comes with unique challenges that require physical preparation, mental resilience, and specific training. The suits limit your movement and visibility. We also use fog machines during some exercises to mimic smoke, which further test our visibility and communication skills. But we manage these challenges, and we train to be effective and safely complete our task.
Lastly, a unique Halloween celebration out of Wisconsin. Evonik's Milton, Wisconsin site turned an assortment of unwanted pumpkins into a lesson on diversity. Maintenance manager Lucas Thur, who runs a small farm in addition to his role with Evonik, donated some pumpkins that were unlikely to sell for Halloween due to their unusual coloring. This inspired site manager Scott Gestrick to plan an event for the Milton employees to talk about the diversity of pumpkins and how they parallel with the diversity of the workplace. On Halloween, the colleagues got together and carved the unusual pumpkins, which reminded everyone how important it is to embrace diversity in everyday interactions. The event was part of Milton's Safe at Me program, which stands for Safety Activities for Everyone at Milton Evonik. The initiative regularly examines site behaviors and encourages participation through unique and educational events, as Scott Gestrick explains.
Finding creative ways to explore diversity, equality, and inclusion while developing our site safety culture has been very powerful. Milton's safety program was developed to think, talk, walk, and do activities daily that have impact on tasks both out in the field and inside our buildings.
Finally, two Evonik employees from the Etowah, Tennessee site, Robbie Firestone and Keith McCowan, along with their families, recently delivered supplies to hurricane victims in Tennessee. Thanks to the contributions from local churches, community members, and other Evonik employees. The team was warmly welcomed and, after unloading their gifts, left with new friendships, highlighting the community's collaborative spirit in disaster recovery efforts. And that's the news. I'm Adam Brunner. Thank you for spending some time with us today on the Evonik Minute.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.